Hello. Right. Okay. Real dream girls, comma, girls will make your snatch pee. Real dream girls, comma, girls will lick your cunt. 'Cause all you have to do is pee. All you have to do is pee. All you have to do is P-R-O-L-A-P-S-E. Prolapse. Will be the prolapsed. All right. Hi, I'm Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian. I'm finally home. And I want you to go fuck yourself sideways. I still hate you. Don't you forget it. What you're about to hear is a long mix that I made on the airplane next to some tanned Linkin Park Trixie. Look it up if you don't know what that means. If you don't know from Chicago, you may not. Anyway, Nazi. So it sounds a little bit strange because I couldn't really hear what I was doing, but I just thought I'd leave it just for shits and giggles. Okay, anyway, but I wanted to come on and pipe it because I want to say a huge thank you to Holly Davidson, who threw me the most wonderful birthday party I had since I was in the fourth grade. And my mother made me a cake of a vagina. You know, because she could tell that I was, it was back during, you know, it was like the early 50s or something like this. And I guess she knew I was a little bit lesbian. She made me a vagina cake. I haven't had a birthday this good. I mean, seriously, it was wonderful. She hired a chef. You wouldn't believe this. A chef and a waiter. We had about six courses. It was wonderful. We had palate cleanser that was with, it was some green granny apple with basil and ginger for the just to cleanse the palate. Imagine we had some of the beef, we had some whole wheat pasta, we had appetizers, horse devour. We devoured all these whores, and my parents came. It was just such a lovely time. And since I don't do the drinking, they had it alcohol free, very kind. And by the way, on April 6th, that's an anniversary there too, 8 years of that business. But it was just so lovely. Thank you so much to Holly and Gary. And I do miss Trotsky. He's still there. And while I do my schlepping, then I'm going to go back to Miami on the 10th. And so it was just so wonderful. It was really the best birthday I've had since I was a young vagina-bearing woman. Almost woman. Anyway, I don't really want to talk very much. It's late. And your mother smells. Just kidding. So here I am, and remember, you got to stick through this one, because I got some Easter eggs in this, especially, you got to sit through it, I'm sorry, but you do, deal with it, you'll know when it comes, because all you have to do is pee, all you have to do is P-R-O-L-A-P-C-E. Had you on prolapse. Okay, somebody needs to mix that and stick a bunch of Cheryl's under me and some of that business and queefs and all that. Maybe we have a duet like on the, or a triplet. I don't know who the third prolapser would be. Yeah, we'll think about that. Nah, fuck that. We don't need three. Fuck her. I hate Cheryl anyway. Anyway, here we go with Yeast Radio number something. Get fucked.
I'm dead. Hello, this is Mrs. Bailey. I'm dead.
penis.
Étranger, stranger, glücklich zu sehen, just wie enchanté. Happy to see you, bleibe reste stay. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome im cabaret, au cabaret, tout cabaret.
Mesdames et messieurs, ladies und gentlemen, comment ça va? Do you feel good? Ich bin euer conférencier.
I am your host und sage willkommen, bienvenue. Welcome im cabaret, au cabaret, au cabaret.
Leave your troubles outside.
Hello, this is Bailey.
Christina, Mausi, Helga, Betty, and Inge.
Each and every one a virgin. You don't believe me? Well, do not take my word for it. Go ahead.
Happy to see.
news is always welcome.
And so many of the people in the arena, you know, were underprivileged anyway. This is working very well for them. And so many of the people in the arena here, you know, were underprivileged anyway. This is working very well for them.
I'm fucking fried, okay? A cocky-eating, dog-smelling, pussy-eating bitch. My mother wears blue jeans now, and I am so surprised. The things are changing faster, I don't know if it's right.
Listen to us. Come on in.
What attracts a man to a woman?
Nothing like a little Sara Lee before dessert.
We have 124 guys who are going to prove it to you.
No!
Wild, wholesome.
Fat free.
Keep your form.
Grass and speed and acid and smack.
A new way of living.
Coping with depression.
Lay out
under. Look alive.
You gotta wet it first.
Yes.
Hey. Wow.
The teeth.
What?
Miserable.
Rest when you can.
Most women do.
Silence is golden.
What attracts a man to a man?
My ass.
Goodness.
You'll have the time of your life.
Hello.
Hi.
Sherry.
Fresh.
Fresh now.
Help.
Help.
Concentrate.
Wow.
It works.
Save some for your brother.
Pretty dirty.
Terrific.
Great.
More.
Boil them. Crazy.
Excellent.
What attracts a woman?
Finally, I've found someone who really understands you. Beautiful actor.
My stuffy head.
My hands don't seem to sit and sore this morning.
Think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
How?
All of it's warm.
The real problem is not keeping them up soon.
Oh, yeah?
The honeymoon's over.
GG.
It's a nice work there, I love you.
Not anymore.
Get off,
John.
Right.
We're interested in getting as many facts as possible.
I'll be working on kids. Why
not?
Junkies, even old delinquents.
Take your choice.
I hardly have time for myself.
Sensible exercise.
Hour after hour.
This is me.
Now that's hard to believe, isn't it?
Mrs. Snofsky?
Thanks.
Bitching.
Gotcha.
The worst in a drawer.
Your heart is open.
What do you do to that?
It's very good.
Bubbles.
Pour the old box down the drain.
Okay. Yep, Lingles, Space Dolly, Cut, Word Lines, Photo Folly, Word Folly, Breakthrough in Grey Room, Towers, Open Fire, Artisans of All Nations, Open Fire, Tilt, Blast, Pound, Stab, Strap, Kill, Pilot K-9, you are cut off. Back. Back before the whole fucking shithouse goes up. Return to base immediately. Right, music beam, back to base. Stay out of that time flak. All pilots, right panpipes, back to base. Technician mixed bicarbonate of soda, surveying the havoc on his view screen. It was impossible to estimate the damage. Anything put out up till now is like pulling a figure out of the air. Enemy installations shattered, personnel decimated, board books taken. Electric waves of resistance sweeping through mine screens of the Earth. The message of total resistance on shortwave of the world. This is war to extermination. Shift lingles, cut word lines. Vibrate tourists, free doorways. Photo falling, word falling. Breakthrough in gray room. Falling partisans of all nations. Towers, open fire. Thing police, keep all boardroom reports. And we are not allowed to proffer the disaster accounts. Wind hand caught in the door. Explosive bio-advanced men out of space to employ electricians in gasoline crack of history. Last of the gallant heroes. I'm you on crack, Mr. Bradley, Mr. Martin. Couldn't reach flesh in his switch and zero time to the sick track. A long time between suns I held the stale overcoat, sliding between light and shadow, muttering in the dogs of unfamiliar score. Across the wounded galaxies we intersect. Poison of dead sun in your brain, slowly fading. Migrants of ape in gasoline track of history. Explosive, fire advanced out of space to neon. I'm you, wind hand caught in the door. Couldn't reach flesh. In sun I held the stale overcoat. Dead hand stretching throat. Last to proffer the disaster count on track. See, Mr. Bradley, Mr. And being blind, may not refuse to hear. Mr. Bradley, Mr. Martin, disaster to my blood, whom I created. The shallow water came into the tide, the sweetest river of no people.
And I was sure it was heartburn, you know, because that time I was married. My wife cooking her Nazi recipes. Chicken Himmler. I didn't want to pay $25 to have it reaffirmed by some medic that I had heartburn. But I was worried because it was in the chestal area. And then it turns out my friend, Eggs Benedict, has a pain in his chestal area in the same exact spot. And I figured if I could get Eggs to go to the doctor, I could figure out what's wrong with me at no charge. So I con Eggs. And he goes. Turns out he's got heartburn. Cost him $25, and I feel great, because I figure I beat the medic out of 25 big ones. Call up Eggs, dude. He died. I check into a hospital immediately, have a battery of tests run, x-rays. Turns out I got heartburn. Cost me $110. Now I'm furious. I run to Ed's mother, and I say, did he suffer much? She said, no, it was quite car hit him.
Well, maybe she want a second dog dick.
Yeah,